From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Archbishop of Canterbury, who heads the Worldwide Anglican Communion, is criticizing the Roman Catholic Church in Ireland for its handling of cases of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. In an interview with the BBC, Rowan Williams said the Catholic Church in Ireland is losing all credibility. The BBC's Robert Pickett reports those remarks prompted a quick reaction and a response from Williams.
Even Pope Benedict has accepted that the Catholic Church in Ireland has lost moral authority, saying in his pastoral letter last month that its bishops had lost their effectiveness because of the way they handled sex abuse. But criticism from the leader of another church proved too much. Dr. Williams had spoken of the colossal trauma caused by the scandal. But they were words Dr. Williams quickly regretted, and he phoned the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, to express his deep sorrow at the difficulties his remarks had caused.
The BBC's Robert Pigott reporting. President Obama is offering Easter and Passover greetings to Americans today.
Amid the storm of public debate, with our 24/7 news cycle, in a town like Washington that's consumed with the day-to-day, it can sometimes be easy to lose sight of the eternal. So on this Easter weekend, let us hold fast to those aspirations we hold in common as brothers and sisters, as members of the same family, the family of man.
Mr. Obama is speaking in his weekly address today. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens says he will begin deciding soon about when he might retire, but Stevens, who turns 90 later this month, says one thing's for sure: he will step down while President Obama is in office so Mr. Obama can nominate a successor. In an interview with the Washington Post, Stevens said he loves his job, but he wants to do what's best for the court. The Obama administration is delaying the release of a report on whether China manipulates its currency for trade advantages. Daniel Carson reports the move comes 2 weeks before China's president is due to arrive in Washington.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says keeping a lid on the April 15th report gives the White House some breathing room to try and convince the Chinese government to voluntarily let its currency, the yuan, go up. The report was due just days before Chinese President Hu Jintao is scheduled to attend President Obama's nuclear security summit in Washington. Geithner says delaying the report until after Hu's visit will avoid a retaliatory response from Beijing. Many lawmakers in Congress complain China deliberately undervalues its currency and subsidizes its exports to prop up sales in the U.S. The Obama administration wants China to let its currency value rise against the dollar. It would make U.S. goods cheaper in China and Chinese goods more expensive in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Iraq's military is blaming al-Qaeda militants for an attack on a village south of Baghdad. At least 24 people were killed there. This is NPR News. Workers at NASA's Kennedy Space Center are getting ready for their second space shuttle launch of the year. The Shuttle Discovery's crew includes three women. Another American woman will arrive at the International Space Station tomorrow aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule. So NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that will be the most women ever in orbit at the same time.
Space Shuttle Discovery is scheduled to blast off less than an hour before sunrise on Monday morning. Seven astronauts will be taking supplies and racks of science equipment up to the International Space Station. This is one of just four missions left before NASA brings the Space Shuttle program to an end. Shuttle Weather Officer Kathy Winters says the forecast is looking very good, and she expects that the timing of Discovery's pre-dawn launch will make for a beautiful sight.
As the vehicle gets up high, it actually may get some sunlight on it. And so that would actually cause like that nice reflection of the sun off the vehicle, and you can really see it brightly.
And she says after the shuttle has rocketed into orbit, the rising sun may create rainbow colors in the cloud-like plume of exhaust that lingers over the launch pad. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Apple's newest product, the iPad, is proving to be quite popular as people crowded stores in several cities this morning to be among the first to buy the tablet device. William Simeonis purchased an iPad at Apple's flagship store in Manhattan in New York. He says it's not that he actually needed it, he just wanted it.
You can tell me what's the difference between a small laptop and the iPad. Yeah, it's the new thing, you know? Everybody wants the new thing, more or less. New toy, brand new toy.
Analysts say Apple has already received several hundred thousand orders for the iPad. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.